Yo, what's up, guys, and welcome back to the What's Good podcast. Today we have the man, the myth, the legend,
the daddy,
the daddy. No.
say father.
The father.
Okay, we have Manny. The father makes you sound like some sort of mob boss, you know.
I saw
which you could be.
I saw
you see how I'm sitting.
Yeah. You're done.
I saw it as a wrestler for some reason when you said the father.
Really?
Wrestle.
Maybe like, you know, you come out with, you know, in one of the monk outfits, and then you rip it off and you're in like one of the, this is turning weird.
Yeah.
I was trying to turn it into a wrestling, not like some erotic film. Yeah.
Anyway, I've not seen you in ages.
Yeah, I haven't seen
Neither
you
so long. I haven't seen you in a long time.
No, I feel bad, but this is going to happen a lot
more. It's a two-way thing.
Yeah.
So you don't have to feel
COVID,
bad.
COVID.
Mm-mm.
Exactly. Yeah. COVID. It's a two-way thing. So you don't have to feel bad because it's also me.
Yeah.
So I should feel bad as well.
Mm. We should hang out more.
We should, but you're a dad now.
I know.
You're assumed to be.
What?
I'm just estimating.
Oh no, Reddit.
He's been married for time.
Yeah.
You're next.
I am.
That's right. Do it quick so we can like at least like 1 year.
Yeah, it's good, man. It's good. I'm excited. Laura's just getting like so mad every day now.
Just wants a kid.
She's just like, oh, come on, baby. Yeah. Every day, it's mad.
I feel like I had the same experience, to be honest.
I actually can't believe that you're dad.
It is crazy.
I know it's mad. It just, life comes at you fast. I feel like I've always wanted it, but never seen it coming.
Mm.
You feel like, you know, you feel like you're not going to meet someone, whatever. I thought I'd be single and just die. Like alone, not on a D way.
Where's the invitation?
No, I just thought I'd be single and just die. Because like, you need to be compatible with the people that you're meeting, and to get to that stage where you go, this is the person I want to be with for the rest of my life, then you need to hit that stage. It's not easy, especially in the social media world.
That's true.
And that can be, yeah. I mean, yeah. I guess you just know, don't you? That's why like it can come fast, because you don't know until you know.
Yeah, because
I found myself
just like doing stuff and saying stuff that I wouldn't say with anyone else.
Yeah.
Except me.
Yeah. Except Sam.
Let's not talk
about
keep,
you know, realize,
keep like, someone clean.
You know, we talked about the other day, we were talking about top five people.
Yeah.
Manny's in mine, I think.
Sick.
Aww.
But like,
you're not in his.
You're one of those people that fades away for a bit. Like we don't talk for a little bit.
Mm.
And then the second I see a message, I'm like, Manny's sick.
That is when you know your best friends, you know, like when you don't have to talk every day, but you're still like, when you meet up, you're still
Yeah, but that's what it is, because life happens. You're doing your own thing, I'm doing my own thing. Like, people get busy as well. I've never been that kind of guy to get offended when people like, oh, sorry, I can't make it to this. Like, you got your own thing to do.
Yeah.
That's why, if people don't reply to a message as well, John, I literally, it's fair enough. You're probably doing something,
isn't
it? I
didn't text John, to be fair, it's a waste of time.
He gets really angry if I don't reply to it. He's like, you could have checked your phone. And I'm like, bro, I got stuff. You know?
See last week on the podcast, and one of the top comments was we should get John and Mike.
We definitely shouldn't.
Yeah. I might delete that comment.
If you didn't know, by the way, John's a horrible human being.
I mean, I've met John a few times and...
Has he ever been kind to you?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Nah, John
put the gun down.
Yeah. man. But what's it been like?
Do you know what, like, it's just, it doesn't feel real. I feel like I'm living in a simulation. So I'm looking at this kid, and I know a lot of people, like, on the comments when I posted the picture, that baby not yours, that baby too white. Someone said, who's going to tell him? I was creasing, but I was kind of like, chill. Like, that's actually also insulting.
Yeah.
No, but like, literally just looking and seeing him, I just think, what, like, this is a life. And some days when I'm tired, I think, I'm responsible for you. Like, stop crying. Sure. Like, I have to be responsible for you for the rest of my life. And that is, I think, the mad thing. I feel like I almost got down in a way because I was like, that's scary. That's a lot of pressure.
A lot of responsibility.
Yeah. But I feel like I'm capable of being a good father.
Dang.
No, that's how I said father.
Yeah.
Not daddy.
I clocked. Not
daddy. Daddy sounds cringe. It's been ruined. Yeah. That word's been ruined over the last 10 years.
So the worst thing about it, I see on your Insta story all the time, is the TV shows.
Yeah, do you know what? Because sometimes I want to watch like stuff.
Dancing Vegetables.
Yeah, Dancing Vegetables.
Oh, yeah, I did see this. Yeah.
It's cool for 2 minutes and then it's like, okay, chill. But he's just there like... And I'm like
it's like brainwashing, isn't it? Like, yeah. You know, these characters.
Do you know what? Funny thing, actually. I was trying to get him to laugh and like react, because babies, they're just like, trying to calibrate and stuff and understand the world. I was trying to get them to laugh. Trying, nothing works. I start brushing my teeth one morning. Bro, really? Nah, but it's so surreal still. It's not sunk in.
Do you like, before the baby, do you have like late nights? Do you stay up late?
Yeah,
did you have like a busy schedule? Okay. That's what I was
wondering.
You
play Warzone until like...
Play Warzone late, play almost. Games late. But do you know what? It's also Alex's fault. She blames me when he's not sleeping at night. I say, no, when I go to stream and do whatever, no one tells you to stay up and wait for me. Go to bed.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, it's just all over the place. I don't know if he's going to get a routine, and if he doesn't, I apologize.
Well, that's what I feel like. I'm always like, people say, obviously, you don't have much sleep when you have a baby, but I'm always like, I never sleep anyway. I'm always up late. So I'm thinking I'm just making music and then
it's a different sort of thing.
Is it?
Sorry for the beads. It's just, it's a different sort of thing, honestly. Like, when you want to sleep, they most likely don't want you to sleep.
They find the time.
So put him down and just say, and just everything flaring everywhere. And I'm just thinking like, bro, I'm tired now. I've streamed for 4 or 5 hours. I just want to go to bed. But you can't, because you have to make sure that he's okay at every moment.
Have you said his name online?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you can...
I can say his name. Okay. Malachi.
Okay.
Emmanuel Branch.
I didn't want to be like the podcast is the first place you said his name.
Everyone wanted me to name him Bolingoli Jr. I said, guys, there's a series, this is where YouTube and life separate, okay? But I feel like I really like the name.
So, yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
When I'm really ignorant with this stuff.
Okay.
When does a baby say their first word normally? Like rough.
I have no idea.
I have no idea either.
But he's doing stuff early, like he's trying to stand up and stuff. I'm thinking, yo, like, don't be some relax. Mutant COVID baby. Chill, like, relax.
Starts
like,
flying.
Yeah, like, he's growing rapidly. He was chugging down milk and he was weighing, like, looks. I was thinking, bro, like, I know I want my child to be taller than me, but I'm saying I don't want to do that.
not
that much taller. He's growing so quick. It's scary.
What, if you could choose what his first word is, what would it be?
Oh, definitely not FIFA. Everyone keeps on going, I bet he's going to say FIFA as his first word. No, guys. YouTube life. Nah, probably just dad. Word. Father.
Dad.
What would you choose? It's,
Papa.
Papa.
I don't even... You'll be like, you'll be like,
X grading.
Yeah. Let's say X grading now. you know, because you said that, right? It's going to be mum. That's going to be the first word.
Oh, no.
Because you said that.
Yeah, I know. I feel like he's going to be a mummy's boy.
Mm.
But he's going to want stuff from me.
Yeah,
like, go to your mum.
Yeah.
See what she's getting.
Is it going to be a Project Mbappe? Is it still Project Mbappe? He missed.
Oh.
True.
It's true, isn't it? Like, is that still the name?
Project Bolingoli.
Yeah, I saw that on your Instagram.
Yeah? Is it happening?
Yeah, but do you know what? Like, I feel like I want to learn from my parents as well. Like, your parents always want well for you, but like, I don't think forcing them into something is good.
You invite me
over.
You have
to let them enjoy it.
Invite me over and I'll be the mean football coach.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
But I guess you can like, you can put them on that path, and then if they don't want to do it, then
course,
they can figure
it out.
Of course,
because I think the thing is, with a lot of people growing up these days, they don't have a direction that they're going towards. They don't have something to distract them. That's why some people do get into trouble.
Yeah.
So I think putting them into hobbies and something to distract them, even if it is badminton, like I may not come to the games, but you know,
could be a Olympic medal.
Never know.
Like, don't want him to,
if it's curling, like, I won't come to watch, but
curling would be dope too.
Curling's
I'd love to watch that. Yeah. Me and him would be in the stand like, yes.
Oh yeah. Every time. Come on.
Yeah, no. I definitely would want him to play football, but I would protect him from the things that I experienced that I didn't enjoy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about. All that. He's not getting benched. we're gonna butt heads, Gaffer. That's my son.
That's when you got to become the coach.
You know, that happened to me one time. My dad was so unhappy with like my team when I was younger. They just benched me, and like parents would come up to me, why isn't Manny starting? Why? They couldn't give an answer. And my dad one time just dragged me during the game. He's like, nope, we're going. He's like, I'm not going, we're not coming back.
We're
here.
Starting our
like,
own
dad,
team.
Yeah. Why'd you do that?
You're playing all positions.
But yeah, no, that actually happened. It's madness.
Mad. So I was going to ask something and I've forgotten what it was now. Thing for question. I had something.
Does this make you want to have a kid?
No. Not like the way you, eventually, yes, but not right now.
Yeah, but I think the not right now thing, because I said I want one in 2 years and here we are. It's not 2 years, probably about, we're two years ahead of schedule, basically.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're ever going to be ready for it. I don't think in terms of financials and this, that, like, you just adjust.
Yeah,
you do. You do.
That's the thing. You're not going to be like, oh, in 2 years, I'm going to be ready for it. But you might maybe be more prepared a little bit, but not ready.
I think for me, it's purely because Sidemen takes up so much time. And right now we're actually adding to it. Like, we're actually like, yeah, we're going to do some, we're doing another thing.
Yeah.
And another thing. I'm like, once those have settled, then maybe.
But that's never going to settle. Yeah, you are the Sidemen. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's what, like, there's so many things that I want to
like,
do.
Not yet, not yet. It's not ready yet. But like, as you said, you have to just kind of like, you adapt.
Yeah.
You will adapt.
It's not going anywhere. Like, I haven't got less busy. I just had to adjust.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, like, oh, I'll have a kid once the Sidemen are done.
That's, I mean, that's Talia, like, that's Talia, like, I'm trying for you. I am trying.
Wait, what?
I'm trying to, you know, sorry.
You're trying to get me to have a kid?
I need father friends.
No. You need friends to come over and play cribbage with.
What's that?
That's a card game.
I have no idea what that is.
It's what old people play. Yeah. It's like an old people game.
What? How do you play that? With
it's like cards. Yeah, it's like playing cards, and then you have a little board and you move the pieces depending on hands. And
sounds awful. Sounds absolutely awful.
It's an old people game. It's actually quite fun.
That doesn't sound fun in the slightest, but you know.
Blackjack.
Each their own.
That's a better game. Snap.
Do you know what is a really good game? Dominoes. It's elite.
How do you play that again? You have to match the number up, right? So yeah, you've got four there, and I have to match four. Yeah. Okay.
But there's obviously two numbers.
Yeah.
So you can put either one.
Yeah.
Usually when I get dominoes, I just do like the, you know, just flick them and they fall down together.
Get a margarita.
That's where I thought he was going with it.
So, no, I probably shouldn't have
wasted.
Normally when I get dominoes, I have this.
Rewind it. Yeah, like dominoes, like the pizza.
So moving on, I don't feel like, you know, we don't want to talk about Malachi all day.
We could.
But I feel like you probably talk about him nonstop.
Yeah.
And you're like, I want to talk about something else for once.
Yeah, go into my stream. How's being a dad? How's your son?
I assume it is that one.
It's like, I've answered it 5 times today already.
Because the internet does normally find one thing and then just stick on that
the whole time.
So it is a massive thing, though, isn't it? Like, it's the first thing.
Huge,
like,
but this is
no
like,
one saw it coming.
I mean, I did when you told me.
Yeah, of course. Like, I knew, like, I was so skeptical. I was like, do we put this out there? If I don't, if I'm out shopping.
That's what I was going to ask.
Okay.
How do you feel about, like, family vlogging channels? And, like, you know.
I think it's cool if that's what you want to do. But for me, I don't want to put my family in that direction because I think, like, you know, with YouTube, when you start to do, you start something for fun initially, when you have to do it every day and you have that obligation, it's not no longer fun.
Okay. Change from family vlogging channel to involving your family in stuff. So it's still yours. So say your main channel, you start doing more like challenges and stuff like that. And you might do like Nick28T, I remember he did a vlog where he literally just took his son Ethan, like, toy shopping. And it's like the channel is still him and FIFA, but he did that one vlog as like a one-off.
I don't know. I think for me, the more you expose them, the more you're dragging them into the world that I've been used to for years. Do you know what I mean? But like, I don't know. I don't really talk to people about this a lot, but generally, like, sometimes I just don't want to go out because I don't want to have to deal with eyes on me or people just coming up to me all the time. And some people go, oh, that's sick. Like, people come up to you, but some days you just don't feel like
and
like, say Alex might want to go out and stuff like that, but I just kind of be like, if I'm with my family, I'm with Alex, like, I want to kind of be left alone and just enjoy those moments because I'm already what you want me to be, whatever, online. Like, when I get to real life, be respectful and give me my sort of space. So sometimes I just don't want to go out and stuff, so I feel like is it fair to do that to them?
Yeah, no, I get
just
that.
Let them, like, be more accessible to everyone,
because there's obviously like, well, loads of people do it where, you know, they'll put their kid in a video or two, but it's not, I wouldn't say like base it around them. The one thing I'm definitely going to do though is film everything my kid does, not to put online, but to then give document to them.
Yeah, yeah.
And to give them
that
when they're older.
Now, it's so much fun, like watching back like old family videos with your family. But then one thing I always hate is like, oh, dad, why did you not continue filming? They always stop at the worst part. Yeah, it's like, oh, look at this 2 minute clip. I'm like, nah, make it like 10.
I think that's why we are definitely blessed in this generation, because our parents were taking stuff, you know, those pictures and the camcorders where it's like all grainy. You can see half your face, half a lip.
Whereas now it's just easy, isn't it?
So now you can film and
document. Probably too much now. Like when in like 20 years, like he's probably like, dad, I'm bored, man.
Because like Chris MD had his, I know this is a very minor position to be in, but Chris has all his Sunday league games from when he was a kid or something like that.
That's something that eats me up, because I used to tear it up, and like it was on video cassettes and stuff, but back in those days you run out of tape, you record something I don't know where it's gone, and I just feel like I wish I could have shown that to my son. But I still have like Sunday league thing, but I'm not as good as I was back then.
Yeah, I don't see that.
You don't have like your prime.
Yeah, I don't have my prime. I was like,
We have old family videos, right? Where it's just us, and then it cuts onto like Top of the Pops. Like, mom, why did you choose that instead? Like, I can't believe that.
Stuff like that, like watching a video and it turns to England Paraguay. Why'd you record that game anyway?
That's one thing I need to definitely make sure.
Yeah.
Like, that's if they're, you know, leaning towards football.
Yeah, obviously. I think it's very good to like...
if they're trash.
Document.
Cut the camera.
I'm just of the opinion that you don't have to post everything and show everyone everything. And I feel like when you do family vlogging channels and stuff, the more you show, the more they want to know. They never get enough. Do you know what I mean? Like even when I announced the baby, everyone's like, what's his name? What's his name? How do you know I picked a name yet? Give me some time.
Were you tempted to troll with a name? Like what? No, you
because when
be
you,
like,
when you do that, people stick with it.
Sticks. It's true. To stay.
We've called him baby.
Nah. Well, I guess it's tough as well. At least you show the kid as well. Because sometimes if you don't show anything,
That's what I do want to avoid, because they want to
find out
what does this guy look like.
So you give him a little bit, but not enough. Not too much.
I don't think they need to see him every day and stuff. I feel like I can post him, but.
Yeah. This podcast is sponsored by ExpressVPN. And obviously, as we all are, we're very online people, not even just us, but yourself as well. You're probably playing games, probably on, you know, Twitter, Instagram. It's very important to make sure that what we do online is secure and it's private and it's not public for all these companies to sell.
Yeah, so we all take little risks every day when we go online, whether we think about it or not. We think our connection probably won't be interrupted by hackers. Our data probably won't be used against us. But using the internet without ExpressVPN, it's like driving without car insurance. Why would you take that risk?
That's me skidding on my car.
You didn't even do skirt, you did.
I did actual. Sorry. Right. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, cafes, hotels, airports, any hacker on the same network can gain access to your personal data, whether it's your passwords, financial details, etc.
It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone, just some cheap hardware. A smart 12-year-old could do it.
Or John. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web.
Yeah, that was actually a compliment, by the way.
It was.
You're smarter than a 12-year-old. ExpressVPN acts as an online insurance. It creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so hackers can't steal your personal data.
It'd take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption.
So John, never.
Yep.
And ExpressVPN is simple to use on all your devices. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected.
That's my favorite part, you know. It's literally just one.
It's actually
click.
Like really easy. Like, yep. I literally just look, it's already there for me.
Yep. Bam.
And it's done.
And you're protected. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/what's good. That's expressvpn.com/what's good. And you can get an extra 3 months free.
Yeah, so go to expressvpn.com/what's good to get an extra 3 months free.
Link in the description. Click that and back to the podcast.
So now you're streaming more on Twitch.
Yeah.
How is that all going?
It's good.
We're enjoying it.
Yeah, I enjoy streaming. I feel like YouTube got to the point where it's tedious in terms of recording, edit, record, edit, record, edit. That was all it was. But I feel like Twitch has given me a new lease of life in terms of just trying to enjoy games again. And most of the time, I don't care what viewers I get or whatever. Like, I'll stream with the boys and just have a laugh.
That's it, yeah.
Because it makes it less work and more fun. So yeah. That's why when people come to my stream, why aren't you streaming FIFA? I say, because I don't want to.
Yeah.
And they're asking that in August as well.
Yeah.
August, why are you playing FIFA?
22, you catch me.
You're a big point spender on FIFA. How much did you do the last one?
Listen, bro.
You did like a million points.
This is when people see it from, that's the weird angle to see it from.
I mean, I know I see it as an investment. I mean, I spend lots on points.
Yeah.
But you do it in one go that lasts you FIFA.
I do it in one go because that's what the people want to see.
They want to see that number.
When the people go, rah, like, I'm not even going to show the number this year because I feel like all those articles and people trying to drag me into saying that I'm encouraging gambling. I literally say in every pack opening, do not spend your money on packs. Look at what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But so to be fair, that's the side of it as well. Like, you are doing it so people don't have to at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, it is a good valid point as well.
Because that's what Josh we grew up on.
Josh got put in an article about it.
Yeah, I saw
it. And it was literally like how he was
endorsing it.
Yeah, endorsing gambling.
Yeah.
And they literally used a clip where he's saying like, yeah, don't do this. I'm doing this so you don't have to. And obviously,
and
it's our job.
It's a weird thing because I don't want it to be like, oh, EA think, oh, you're telling people not to spend money on their game. But I just know that a lot of people out there spend money on what they shouldn't really spend money on or can't afford to spend money on.
When you look at it, £15 for a 125k pack is what madness. It works out.
Something like 15 so or 20 expensive. Pounds.
Yeah. Like for a pack where you can get an 83 as your best player.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously you guys are filming it for content as well. So there's always that there. Like you are recouping it. You're doing it for this. Whereas when I open a pack and I'm not doing it for anything, I feel so bad. I'm like, why have I just done that?
Yeah.
It's like, it's just such a waste of money.
Like you need a shower.
Yeah, that's why it's good actually. Like you load the points in one go. Because the worst part is when you buy points, right? And it runs out and you're like, oh, I've got to get more.
Especially, especially how it works out. It's like, so a 125K pack is 2,500 points.
Right.
But the most you can buy is 12,000.
Okay.
So you open four and you're left with 2,000 points. And you're like,
they do that
on purpose. Yeah, so I hate that.
I'll just load up again.
Yeah.
Now I've got, you know, this many left.
And you open the menu and you're like, oh, I only need like 100 more points, but you know you're going to go to the max.
Yeah.
They got you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. I'm not looking forward to it. I don't even know if I'm going to do another series.
Are you not?
Like, I most likely
I think
will.
Just play whatever.
I'll run out of content otherwise. But
I've heard they're doing a career mode where you can create a club and start from non-league or something.
Oh,
so something like that. Anyway,
well, I'm definitely going to do more Big Brother clubs.
Yeah,
that's another series.
Is
I want to do.
An invite or
you in the? You were in one of the series already.
I've been in two.
You were in the very original one, right?
Yeah,
that one never really finished, so I don't count that one.
Okay,
but then you were in the first series. And then there's second series just finished.
We still got to do the thing where we play season one versus season two, man.
I wanted to do that, but I could barely organize this one series. That was nine YouTubers trying to get nine other YouTubers.
Yeah.
Try and play each other.
Those who want to play. Like, just say like anyone who wants to join. If not, then don't.
It's just not going to happen, is it? Like, that's a lot.
I reckon we would win though. Season two would beat season one for sure.
There's no way season two is beating season one. What was
I'm trying to think.
The Wizard.
It's actually...
We were a good team.
We were a good team. We literally lost one game. Yeah. The whole series.
Yeah, that's because the Dead Dons are playing now.
That was like 6 weeks in or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was Chip's fault.
Yeah.
It was all Chip.
So it's Chip's fault. To be fair, if we do the season one versus season two, can we not invite Chip?
He's there for a jolly off, isn't he?
Yeah. To be fair, it was very funny. I always brought the humor to him.
So YouTube as well. You said it's getting a bit dry.
Yeah, I think, you know, like we have conversations about this from time to time, but I've been doing similar thing for ages. It works. Sometimes it's fun. Sometimes it's not fun, just like anything. Mm. But I feel like I have a new direction that I want to slowly not even take my channel in. I'll still do all the FIFA stuff if it's working, whatever. But I want to do different things that have more meaning and just like interviews. That sort of stuff.
Like bigger things.
Bigger videos, bigger one-off videos. Because I feel like I used
to talking
to
you about that. You did one with a French footballer. French?
Yes.
Yeah. And I remember messaging you that day being like, that was sick.
Yeah.
And like, you should definitely do more. And you're like, yeah, I want to. And you almost had a footballer that you were like lined up.
Do you know what's so funny? And I know this is amazing that it's happened how it has. Obviously, you saw the JJ stuff, Heskey and that. Remember I told you I was planning to do a video
where I wanted to ask
Heskey about all the stuff with JJ and the song and how it affected him. I don't think we really touched on that. But when I saw I actually booked it. We were meant to film. The day before we were meant to film, Heskey was like, oh, I thought it was in Manchester or wherever he lives. I was like, I've booked a place in London. This, that. So I scrapped it and I tried to hold on to the booking and stuff. But it's money wasted now, so thanks.
Thing is, that video, that idea is still there.
Still
because
there, yeah.
The KSI show was a very like scripted
thing. Yeah, it didn't really,
It didn't actually touch on the...
Yeah, I would like to do it if you're still down to do it, Heskey.
I'm sure he watches.
He doesn't watch his podcast.
I'm sure he watches.
Yeah.
You know what was amazing?
Yeah, I mean,
was...
someone send it to him, you know what I mean?
That's true.
Yo, send it to Heskey, guys.
You know what was even amazing? Like you.
This is the best thing. JJ's album thing. There's one bit, Heskey was there. And he sat on this table against the wall, and I talked to Randolph, and I literally clock. I'm like, Randolph is here in front of me. Heskey's there. I'm like, Randolph, the creator of Heskey Time, is a yard away from Heskey. And well,
you kept saying get a photo, didn't you? But I was like, he definitely ain't going to know who I am. And if he does, he'll definitely hate me. But he meant it
as a fan.
Yeah. So he said, you should go up to him, but like, oh, can I get a picture as a fan? And then that picture would have obviously like banged online.
But do you know what's mad though with that? Like when we were doing the Wembley cut where JJ was on my team, Heskey was on my team.
Yeah.
He walked in to the dressing room, shaking everyone's hands, and he went past JJ. He's like, not you. Then he went back to him. He's like, nah, I'm joking.
That's good.
Like,
okay.
Proper cool with everything. And I think it takes a big man to do that because a lot of people would have held a grudge because what happened literally brainwashed everyone to think that Heskey was actually a bad player, but he actually was a really good player.
Yeah,
really good hold out striker, and he got a couple goals as well. So it's
crazy.
That
happens a lot. Like someone has a bad game and the memes go on and then they're forever like set as like a bad player.
But it's even FIFA.
Yeah.
Like you don't even have to create a meme around someone. Like for example, I think Lewandowski, someone like that.
Yeah.
He's rated so highly,
yeah.
But I think he's underrated so much because no one can use him in FIFA because he's too slow. Ultimately, you look at them and you just go, okay, who's good on FIFA?
Yeah.
And that is the better players in the world. Yeah. And it doesn't matter because it's completely to the meta of how the game is.
Yeah.
If you're fast and strong, you're the best player in the world.
Yeah, exactly that.
Like Adama Traore, I think his hype was like 50% due to FIFA, 50% due to he scored a couple goals.
Yeah. That's true. It's crazy, but that's what it does. And to be honest, a lot of what we've done and people coming in playing FIFA, we've influenced a lot of people and we haven't realized. Like the whole Bolingoli thing.
Yeah.
Bro, I see that everywhere.
It's crazy.
Like, it's actually mad.
I feel like it's almost like another Heskey situation. I hope he doesn't mind me saying Bolingoli because it's one of his names.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
if people are now using that as the preference, I'm like, ooh.
But you're also making
his brand bigger.
Yeah, and in a good way.
Yeah.
Like you are literally saying like he's amazing.
Yeah.
You're not doing what happened to Heskey. No. Heskey's was a little bit
I think
more
it's
sad.
A positive message as well. You can do a lot of things, but you can't stop the shine. It means nothing and it means something at the same time.
Exactly. Mm. That's a bar. You should use that.
Yeah. Good bar. See that? I'm getting better. Teaching rapping stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so this episode is also sponsored by HBO Max.
Whether you're looking for a guilty pleasure reality show, serious drama, or want that new spin on a classic like Gossip Girl reboot, HBO Max is creating premium content that has a little something for everyone.
Feed your fandom with Titan Season 3 or the same day premiere of The Suicide Squad. Or catch up on the hottest, newest shows like Euphoria and Generation. Like, I've personally been watching a lot of Rick and Morty, so... I mean, it's sick.
Pickle Rick.
Little old that, but still counts.
Yeah, and of course, I can't wait to watch The Suicide Squad and Space Jam, A New Legacy, when they come out in theatres and on HBO Max. Only available on the $14.99 per month ad-free plan and will be streaming for a limited time.
HBO Max has everything you love all in one place. Plus, you can download top titles to watch on your devices on the go.
Stream all your favorites and find some new ones too. Sign up today by going to hbom.ax/whatsgood. Stream all your favorites. That's hbom.ax/whatsgood.
Yes, a link in the description down below. hbom.ax/whatsgood.
Bow.
Back to the podcast. Well, you also have music. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you've announced.
Yeah.
I don't know what's been said.
Toby, can I?
When we do podcasts with people who've got a lot going on, it's always annoying because we know stuff, but we don't know what's allowed to be said and also what hasn't been said. But
We've been working. Obviously, it's been hard alongside everything. Having to drive hour and a half there, this, that, back and forth. But we've got some stuff, hopefully releasing something soon.
Jeez.
I'm not going to say how soon, but hopefully soon.
How many songs do you reckon you have, like...
ready, done.
Yeah, not 100%, just like pretty much there.
I don't know if we're going to say this one. Okay, let me just say more than three.
Okay. Damn. Okay.
Because Toby did that stream, didn't he, on Twitch, where he was like playing a lot of stuff in the background and some of stuff standing.
Well, he did one as well where you two were actually in the studio.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
He made a. Oh, I thought he did one the other day where he was playing beats that you two had done stuff on, but he wasn't.
Okay.
With
vocals
and stuff.
Yeah, no, I was the one where he's in the studio.
Yeah. And you did one with a. There's the Naruto.
Yeah, yeah.
The Naruto beat.
Yeah, but we haven't done anything to that one. That's a hard beat.
I literally texted him, like, this is sick. Yeah. I was literally getting gassed.
They made it like, right there, like, it was like, turn off the tap.
Bad. Yeah.
Nah, keep that running.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just bare waffle. But no, the music stuff is like, it's almost another escape, but it's also hard because with Destined for Greatness, none of us expected it to do that well.
I was going to ask you, surely that wasn't what you thought originally. You thought, like, it's a track we're going to do. It's something cool, but not like, look, it blew up like mad.
Yeah, like, it's weird because Toby's always like, yeah, let's do the music. Like, because he likes music a lot. He's always liked music.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, nah, man, I'm not talented at that stuff. I don't like that. I don't like doing stuff. I'm not good at sort of thing.
Yeah.
And why do you play football?
Huh? I don't know, to be honest. Matt goes walking football with Barclays. like he's been pushing on me to do music. And then he's like, come studio. So we went studio one time, playing some beats. I was like, I like this one. Then we've just done it like 2-3 hours, just wrote and this, that, like listened, changed stuff, this, that.
Yeah.
And it's a therapeutic experience, like just to go in there, just even listening to instrumentals, it makes you think like everything going in your life and then just put that into a song.
Yeah.
But I think it came out to be a lot better than we thought it'd be. I said, when we were dropping it, I was like, I might do 1 million views. That's what I said to Toby.
Nah.
What was it on now?
Something like 21 mil.
Something like that. It's almost on that, on streams, I swear.
Something like 28 mil streams.
More than that. In your quiz, didn't we?
Yeah.
That's
mental. Like, that is mad.
It's crazy. And it's like, literally, we dropped it midnight, 7th of Feb. And it's funny because actually, what happened? It's a funny story. That's what I like about podcasts. You can let a little bit out.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
That people wouldn't really know. But Destined for Greatness was dropping. It was like 2 minutes to midnight. And Toby was like, Manny, come, let's go do Insta Live. This, that, that. Like, so we go to the front rooms, do Insta Live saying it's dropping. Go check out the tune, this, that. And Toby goes to me. He was like, yeah, like, I think this should do all right. I was caught up in it. Go back to talk to my girlfriend, now fiance. And she went to me. She was just staring at me. I was thinking, what are you staring at me for? Like, aren't you happy song just dropped? I was like, oh crap, it's your birthday.
I had no idea where that was going.
I was like, I'm so sorry. Toby dragged me into this. She was like, nah, it's fine in the end. She's a bit annoyed, but I was like, I get and I don't. I didn't do it intentionally. But it's actually funny. We dropped it on her birthday.
That's
just jokes. Happened to be that. And like,
so what do you celebrate now on that day? Do you celebrate your song or do you celebrate her birthday?
Yeah, of course, of course.
Celebrate her birthday. That happened and we dropped the song. I went to the cinema the next day. I promise you it'd been like maybe 12 hours. No, more than 12 hours. Less than 24 hours anyway. I heard the song, sick thing. I'm thinking, bro, like the song just dropped.
Yeah.
And walking through Westfield, sometimes be hearing it. I'm like, what? Hearing it on the radio, people tweeting it to me. Everyone, like concierge downstairs was like, hey, that song you did was sick. The message was so positive. Like, just
that must have given you so much confidence though, to do more, right? Surely.
Yes and no, because I was kind of like, one, I'm out and I'm out. Okay. It's not really like.
I feel that.
But now, like I'm saying, because that did well, there's now pressure to perform again.
Always hard to
follow up. But I don't want that sort of thing. So I'm going to always remind people, when you're cussing how I sound on the song, remember it's not my first thing.
Yeah.
It's like my 10th. So allow me.
Yeah.
And then furthermore, I probably don't care because I told you already. Like, so would you expect, Manny doesn't sound like this on the thing. Manny sounds too basic. Yes. Because it's not my thing.
Yeah.
I just do it because, yeah, it's a bit
of fun.
It's
still bigger than whatever they've done. So.
Yeah. I feel like Toby is like always gonna veer towards music now. Like, I feel like, because he doesn't upload as much as he did, I feel like he's gonna slowly, obviously Sidemen as well, but he's gonna slowly veer towards music, because he seems to always whenever I ask him what are you doing, he's always like, oh, I think I'm going to studio or doing something.
Like I said, it's also a detox. So if he's going through something or he's feeling some type of way, I'm sure he'll go to the studio, you listen to beats and this, that, but like, okay, stop saying this, that. You know what I mean? It's just, he's not even said like, oh yeah, I want to do bare music and stuff like that.
But yeah.
He just genuinely enjoys it. And I feel like when you've been doing YouTube and stuff for a while, sometimes you do want to find that new thing to distract you from that. Mostly you guys do a lot of shoots. Sometimes I think, yeah, that's long. People go, why are you going to be in the side? And I say, because I'm not waking up every day to go and jump in water that I can't swim in.
you guys do a lot for sure.
Yeah, you guys do a lot. And I just big up yourselves, man. Still inspiring. You guys are part of the reason why I still work very hard. Mm. Just going to say that. Not even to be a begging that. Like what they do and like is groundbreaking. So
now, because they keep breaking records as well. Because you get to a point where it's like, all right, I'm in a good spot now, and then they go do something. You're like, oh, I got to work harder.
Yeah. It's partly because of them as well that I can't sit down and eat because I've been in their videos. Sometimes I think, man, you're not even that big time. Why do people come up to you? I think, oh, you've been in Simon's video.
That's why Harry hates us. Harry's literally just like, look, you lot have, you've given me money, but. At what cost? You're taking away all my freedom. I can't go wakeboarding now.
It's sick. And that's some of the stuff that still pushes me. You know what I mean? And I like to try and transfer that energy to a lot of my friends. So I try and put them on in anything. Because a lot of people do like jobs and stuff that they don't want to do. And sometimes I tweet about it saying like, if you're not doing what you want to do, try and find a way to do it.
Yeah.
And people go, oh, it's not that easy. You're a YouTuber. You just had it easy. And it's like, no, actually, I dropped out of uni with nothing to fall back on.
Yeah.
And I took a gamble and it's paid off.
Yeah.
And at that point as well, if anyone does try to use the like, oh, Toby was, you know, Toby was doing it, blah, blah. At that point when you dropped out, Toby wasn't like...
When I started, Toby wasn't big time.
That's what I mean. Toby
had
wasn't
like 6K
exactly.
subs.
So it wasn't a case of, you know, oh, you couldn't fail kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like you actually, you could have.
It's true though. You got to like make your own like destiny, isn't it? You have to just go.
Toby's never, the only thing that I'd say Toby's really helped me with was when I first started, he said, this is how to edit, cut this, blah, blah, blah. I'd check his stuff and sort of see how he did it and model it around it sometimes, but I'd always have my own ideas. Always do my own stuff.
But that's just learning, really.
That's the craft and that's like objective stuff. So it's stuff that you have to do. Whereas like your actual creation, you're like your goals is you, or it's always going to be you.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that people come, Toby made you and this, that. Glad he did. If he did. Do you know what I mean? Otherwise I'd be stuck in the office. I wouldn't say where I am, but I think it's a good thing. And even like we did a lot of videos together, but it's like, I know you wouldn't do a video of someone that isn't authentic and doesn't feel normal to you. So whenever you'd shout me or like, I'd be like, oh, let's do a video. It's not like, oh, I want to do a video and get loads of, it was just, it worked for both of us.
That's not what it's like in the entire like UK scene is what I feel like. No one ever thinks that it's like, can you do this for me? It's just like, let's all film. Like, we all do stuff together.
That's what it used to be like. People don't really collab like that. Right.
I don't feel like it is anymore.
Like for me and you, it still is, right?
Yeah. But that's almost like, I mean, we don't film much together that's not
this.
Yeah, but true. This isn't mine or yours. This is ours.
Yeah. But if I did come to you, you'd be like, yes, no matter what. And same vice versa.
But like, I find it a rare thing when, for example, I was watching Calyx's video today and it's got Theo, Chip, Chris, Freezy and Lauren. And I was like, this is weird to see. Like, this is almost like a big video because
no one does it anymore.
Yeah, you've got five other people in it.
Yeah.
But in the old, like back in old YouTube, I could go, yeah, you want to do Crossword Challenge? Cool. Yeah. There's none of us.
We'll
just go do, you know,
and then
Woodwork
you
challenge.
Notice it actually, as the years went on, it went from 9 to 5 to 3, and it's just three of us kicking the ball at a goal aimlessly, just missing all the shots.
That's jokes.
It's hard to, like, football videos now are impossible.
I want to do them, but my feet can't hack the shooting on the Astro all the time. I need like nice grass. Astro just kills my ankles, man.
But the videos just, they have to be like leveled up now. They got to take a while. Like, so I was filming one with Chris yesterday, which I told you about, that's you know, he's already done one shoot for it on his own. Then he's done yesterday's shoot with four of us. And in that, he also had like a ball launcher, drone operator. He's got another day shoot for it. And that's all being put into one.
Mm.
So it's like, you can't just go do
kick about
woodwork challenge with three of us.
if you look at the views on that stuff back then, it's outrageous.
That's what I mean.
I did 2 touch in the garden with my brother, 500k. I was like, let me try that now, see if it gets 5.
One of Josh's one of his most viewed videos, I don't know if it is his most, is a volley crossbar challenge, I think it is. It's out of focus, and the ISO or whatever it is, set so high that you can't make out the crossbar.
That's so jokes.
And it's on like 10 mil.
Yeah. But back then, it was about the content of the video, not the title or
thumbnail.
That's
the thing, isn't it? Because you're saying now that like, the levels are going up and you have to do all these extra things, whereas what people were drawn to in the old videos was just like everyone chilling, like playing football together. Yeah. So like, if you did it now, you might think like, I know you got to raise the levels, but what they really enjoyed is just like the...
Well, that's why the charity matches did so well as well, because people are like, oh, favourite creators all in the same place, playing football. What the hell?
This podcast is also sponsored by Skillshare. The online learning community is offering our listeners a free trial of premium membership. Witness your own transformation as you turn small steps into giant leaps with Skillshare's online classes.
There are so many fascinating classes on Skillshare on topics including...
You can find like graphic design, you can find thumbnail creation, you can find editing, you can find how to use a camera. So maybe you can come take over John's job, which would be great.
Yeah, honestly, we'll pay you whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever.
Randolph actually took a class.
Yeah, so I've recently, obviously you guys know Ace Grading, we launched that. We're doing something called the Ace Labels, where it's like a custom label. I want to actually do my own Ace Label for the card. So I've been using Jaron Vogel's Digital Illustrator course, so you can learn to use Procreate on the iPad. Laura uses it actually, so she can give me some tips as well.
I need to take a class on DJing. I literally have a DJ sat in my room.
Yeah, you do. You need to do that. Yeah.
Well, with Skillshare, practice makes progress. Advancing towards a goal is achievable with short lessons, hands-on projects, and classes designed for real life. Do something today you couldn't do yesterday.
Skillshare helps you move your creative journey forward without putting life on hold. Their short classes are a perfect fit for your busy routine. You'll create real projects and get the support of fellow creators so you can accomplish real growth. Explore your creativity at skillshare.com/whatsgood, where our listeners get a free trial of premium membership.
Jeez.
That's 2 weeks free at skillshare.com/whatsgood.
Jeez. Yeah, so go to skillshare.com/whatsgood to get a free trial of Skillshare's premium membership.
Boom, let's go. I'm back to the podcast.
Is there a reason, talking of football, you didn't play in Clash of Creators?
I feel like early in the year I got shouted for it.
Yeah.
But I was kind of like, I knew I was expecting a kid, so I was kind of like, I'm not committing to anything.
Yeah.
And I missed out on a lot of work in the build up to that because I was like, not committing to it. And even if the money was good, not committing to it. I just didn't know when or where. Like, I was supposed to go to Champions League semi final and final, couldn't go. You know, because it's just too close. And I was like, I'm not missing the birth of my child for a brand.
Yeah.
But I caught like maybe 10 minutes of it here and there.
It seemed decent. Like it seemed like it went pretty well.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a good test to see how much people wanted to see a charity match.
Yeah.
But they did a different style. I don't know if you saw the...
Yeah, it's like loads of teams.
It was 4 teams and it was a 20 minute half. These two played, then these two played, and the winners played in the final. That was it. But the losers also had a penalty shootout to get third or fourth.
Oh, that's pretty sick.
That was, yeah. But I know a few people were kind of like, oh, you guys should incorporate that.
Yeah. No, style works well.
I don't know because a lot of people don't like change.
Yeah.
So where people are used to seeing one match, like,
I think they want more though as well. Like all the build up for one match. I know like the World Cup and stuff. You still have one match to the final, but you do have the build up of the group stage and everything. So like, having like the tournament kind of like aspect to it really helps a lot. It also makes it exciting as well because you don't know what's going to happen. Whereas like say you did a 90 minutes, it's so much build up, and then when it's done, it's done. Whereas like,
but do you know what? I think the waiting around and stuff is where it kills it for me.
Yeah,
I can't. I used to hate tournaments when I was.
Theirs was quite smooth until the final.
But someone always has to wait, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Your muscles and all that.
Yeah, the first two teams have to wait 40 to an hour.
And I guess it does lose its effect, doesn't it? Like when you're waiting for that big game, in the dressing rooms, 90 minutes, it's like a big, big thing. Whereas when you do little ones, it's kind of like...
It's like, I don't know, it's annoying as well, because just when you get into a game and stuff, it's ended.
Yeah.
Like it happened at the Wembley Cup. Touchy. Now, it happened at the Wembley Cup when I was like, oh, rah, like I can get to play Steven Gerrard. This is like the biggest thing ever for me. It's like, okay, go into the game, playing. Can't really get into the game. It's not really going. We're getting packed by hashtag, whatever. Start to get into the game, subbed for Toby. come back on, start to get into the get sub for Toby.
Yeah.
Like, I literally remember one of the last things I did was flick a nice pass around the corner to Gerard. I was like, yeah, Gerard. Yeah. He didn't pass it back to me, but I was like, okay, I'm about to get into subbed.
Oh, man.
And it's just like, I couldn't stand that, you know?
Yeah, I get that. Well, I'm trying to, I don't know if I've said it multiple times, but I'm trying to do like my own smaller charity matches. Mm. But everyone has always said, oh, you don't want the idea to get stale.
Mm.
But I want to do like 1,000 to 3,000 seater stadiums and do a charity match just for my charity,
yeah,
like Mine and Brothers.
Yeah.
And maybe not live stream it so it stays exclusive.
Yeah.
Because if you live stream it, I think it would get boring.
Yeah.
You'd have,
yeah,
I want to do like 3 or 4 a year.
Yeah.
And everyone would get a bit bored, but it would be like,
yeah,
I just invite whoever wants to play can play. It wouldn't, it's not a Sidemen versus thingy. It's, yeah, literally, you know, 3 of the Sidemen might play.
Yeah.
Some of them, maybe sometimes all of them do, sometimes none of them do.
Yeah.
More relaxed, then, doesn't like.
Yeah, and I'd literally play. Just go like, yeah, the teams, like I might pull them out of a hat, do a video on that.
Yeah.
I'd record it, put it on my own channel and give all that money to the charity as well.
Find out the teams on the day.
That'd be quite good.
Yeah.
Maybe you should like incorporate Big Brother clubs into it.
Well, the way I wanted to try and do it, but I don't know how it would work logistically. Imagine fans vote, fans are the managers basically.
Yeah.
Oh, like subs and stuff.
Yeah. So you're literally like, who should come off now? And you just have a poll of everyone.
Yeah. And then that would be so trolly.
You do that and then it's this.
Yeah, it would be. It'd be entertaining.
Many steps
watch
on the pitch. Oh, vote.
But you're like, yeah, you'd work stuff out like that. You'd go like, okay, whoever's just come on can't be subbed off.
Yeah.
And you know, whoever's subbed off has to come back on.
You have someone just there with polls, right? And they can judge it. So they can decide who actually is available to be polled. So if someone has been subbed, then they can't be part of it.
Yeah. That's what, like, that would be quite sick and it'd be very interactive, but then I'd have to stream it, which would make the event lose its
thing. Yeah, true.
I think it'd be just so sick to do 4 times a year, a really exclusive event. You've got 2,000 people. If they're there, they can enjoy it.
Yeah, you got to be there or be square.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then it's like a, you know, it's a nice smaller event.
Mm.
That money goes to charity. Mm. Do it again and again.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good idea.
Thanks, you'd be down to play.
Yeah. Thanks.
You'd be invited every time. So would you.
This is why.
I'm the best footballer.
This is why we're good friends, Simon.
Because I invite you to events.
Exactly.
All right. Great. Thought we had more than that. I can't remember what else I was going to talk about.
I've got a question for you.
Go on then.
When are you going to get back into Sunday League?
Oh.
Simon still play for UTR? I watch every UTR video.
Yeah.
And I just think to myself, you lot are so much better without me.
But do you know
what? You can't say you're not.
He can't.
You know what?
I know what you're talking about, right?
You know, they didn't lose.
Until you played.
No. As in, when I played, that was a different season.
Okay.
This season, they didn't lose.
Yeah, I know,
okay,
but.
Okay, a lot of pressure. Yeah,
I didn't play this season.
The standard of our league this season wasn't like one of the best teams dropped out and it sort of like dipped it because they would have been battling us. It would have made the games harder.
That'd be sick as well.
Through,
right?
The whole thing.
One team.
No, I promise you.
We lost to the team that I watch you pack in every week.
No,
you know the one with the weird, like the guy who has a weird comb over haircut?
No, we've never lost to them.
Really?
Yeah, we've never lost to them. We lost to Wellington Town. Yeah.
We've drawn.
No,
like when I played it was a struggle against them.
No,
and then I watch you lot and it's like they're one of the easy opponents.
No, like we've never lost to them. They're always like they're up for it. Like
I know, like, well, one of them has this just he's a weird comb over dude.
He's a nice guy though.
He seemed nice.
We played them so much that we get to know them. It's like we played the same 3 teams.
It is literally I probably played a total of 7, 6 games for UTR, something like that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty certain every single game was against one of 2 teams.
The comb over guy.
That was one of them. And then there was one other. And I'd be like, and then I'd watch the video and I'd be like, oh, who are you playing this week? And he's like, oh, them. And I'm like,
we just played.
Is there any other teams?
But because it's quite like a tight knit league setup. So even the cups and that, certain teams will just go through. Certain teams will go out in the lower leagues and stuff.
Yeah, because everyone's got lives as well, right? So you can't always...
Yeah, and what happens a lot of times, even when a new team joins, you find out 2 weeks later, dropped out, you lost the points for beating them. You're like, well then, guess back to playing Spring Hill.
Yeah.
Every week.
I think this year, it would be more competitive. We were going to switch leagues and try and go to SE Don's League, which would have been crazy competitive, but... A couple of things were running through my mind. A lot of people, you're not good enough. You're what do you call it, scared and this, that. But I was like, no, the thing is, a lot of people already play on Saturdays. If we go into that league, a lot of them already play on Saturdays, but it makes it like Saturdays. So why would people want to play two Saturday games?
Yeah.
Twice in a row, the intensity is high. You've got to keep it high. Everyone's going to want to win. Pride. And I thought, I don't know. So we were half and half. We did want to start a new challenge. And we found out in order to do that, we'd have to go two leagues below and then come back up. And then people were like, nah, actually, that's actually long. So what we're going to do is we'll play in our league. There's newer teams in our league now. And London Cup's the biggest Sunday League Cup that there is. We got to the third knockout round and we lost on pens in a game that we should have won, which was unfortunate. Otherwise we go on and then we can start making a better name for ourselves. But same time for me, it's just a bit of fun. It's supposed to be a bit of fun and I don't want to suck that out from everyone. Obviously the team's gotten better and stuff, but I'm still trying to like keep some of the regular faces around because I don't want it to be like, and that's why I'm starting to try and be like, I actually need to play more.
You do.
Because people
You always sub yourself on in like the 70th minute.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, what?
But because I've been so busy, I've not keeping fit. I said, I'm not starting myself over people who deserve to be playing regularly.
The team is ridiculous as well. Like, I'm watching it. I'm like, I shouldn't play. I shouldn't turn up because that I'm going to be the pity player, which I never want to be.
You're really good.
Yeah. Their team is really good. Like, really good.
But I feel like you don't need me and stuff like that, but you see how the game's going and sometimes someone's not in the mood to play their best or whatever.
Yeah, you're like,
then it's your turn or whatever.
Is it closer to, are you closer to the games now than before when you lived in the old house?
Probably further.
Okay.
Yeah.
You always used to say that, you know, it's like,
it's also early as well.
You can't wake up for it.
Like you play at like 10 a.m. kickoffs or something?
10 a.m., 10:30.
Yeah. Like, but I'm waking like up
9:30
at like,
meet.
Yeah, that is.
But it is good to like just meet up with the boys and just like, it's a different vibe because a lot of people, and I'll just say this, a lot of people are going through loads during the week.
Yeah.
Like in their lives and this, with family and work. And when you come together on a Sunday, even though we have a level of seriousness to it, we still all have a good time.
Get away from like real life.
And it's an escape. So it is
That's
good.
Sick, yeah.
The door is open.
It does. It just, I can't play Sunday league because there's dons in the league that take it too serious.
Were you playing that? I don't know if you were playing that game. There was a game where like we were 5-1 up or something. Like these guys have been fouling us the whole game. Man. You can watch it, UTR versus Fitzcray. they're fouling us the whole game. I literally, at one point, this guy's running away from me, just sort of like drag his shirt a little bit. I can be a little bit of an annoying character on the pitch sometimes. And he turns around to me, calls me something which I won't repeat. And I was like, oh yeah, really? Just like hyping back to him a little bit, just messing about. He's like, yeah. So I pass it to him. I'll take a red card to break his leg any day. And I was like, yeah. Take a red card to break my leg any day. I said, give me the ball. I said, lads, give me the ball. I was like, he's not going to do anything. I said, you're going to act like this now. And after the game, you're going to laugh and shake my hand. After the game, laughed. Shook my hand. And we packed them 7-1. Hold that.
I don't think I was there for that game.
Yeah.
No, I played in one.
They take it seriously.
Yeah. There's so many.
You were getting kicked. I remember that one. You're like, can't be asked.
I mean, admittedly, I turned up. I had my bright pink hair. Not a good start in Sunday league. But we played one where all of them started saying about, they started like pointing out our cars and stuff. And they were literally like one of them literally looked at me and was like, yes, I saw you. I think it was a Range I was driving at that point. It's like, yeah, I saw the nice Range you drove in. Be a shame if someone keyed it. And I was like, why? It would be a shame. Yeah. Why?
That would be a shame.
And
for
then
sure.
he literally like, I remember he started using like homophobic slurs because I had pink hair. He was targeting a little bit. And then the ref told him to stop. And he literally just like threatened the ref. Yeah. The ref backed off.
I think the ref sent him off in the end. I know what game.
I think someone else. No, I think someone else got sent off, but the guy didn't get sent off for like verbal abuse.
Yeah.
It was just like he was literally. I remember at one point he literally one of the guys got booked because he literally turned around and said he'll stab you, you. He literally said to one of our players, he was like, "I will stab you."
Yeah,
and the ref was like, "Yeah, we'll give you a yellow."
Some people are like that.
It's like a yellow.
I don't know if you saw the one recently where one of our players' heads got stomped on.
Yes.
Nice. I'm surprised that no actual proper fight broke out.
I think it happened too quick.
Yeah.
Like, man. I mean, when I'm watching just the first clip, I didn't even see it.
Yeah.
But then you show the replay and you show how bad it is.
Yeah.
But obviously no one there sees the replay.
Yeah. I was looking at his house like, I swear he just stumped on him. Yeah. Then it all kicks off and whatever. And like at that point I was like, ooh, because they're a bit like edgy customers that don't mind that. And a lot of people that turn up to Sunday League have nothing to lose. If we hit someone, if we attack someone, if we get into beef, it's kind of like, it's a team of cameras, it's YouTubers, it's like, we have a lot to lose. So I say to the boys, like, I get it, because they get us, they foul us, this, that, but you have to just try and block it out. And I say that as someone who's been sent off once for headbutting.
Does it annoy you when people do the standard thing of like, say someone fouls you or tackles you, you try a trick or something, and they're like, yeah, put it out on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no.
Does that annoy you?
Yeah, yeah, like it is annoying, but I just laugh at it. Like I remember when I was playing for Teviot Rangers, when I first started Sunday League, one of the guys comes in, steaming tackle, just cleans me up, put that on YouTube. Literally, that's what he said. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Then another guy was like, I missed a shot. He's like, you're going to put that on YouTube? I was like, yeah, I will. And yes, I will. And I'll probably make a joke about myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was like, oh yeah, he's like, I'll give you something to put on YouTube. I was like, just shut up. Yeah. You're just waffling.
It's a waste, man.
Do you know who he played against recently? On the other team, they had Cozzy. I'm famous.
Oh,
catch me all over YouTube.
Yeah, I remember him,
yeah. He was on the other team.
Mad.
Yeah. He's a good guy, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I've heard a lot of people say all sorts, but I judge people based off my experiences with them. I feel like that's the way to go. And he was chatting like calm, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? I had to drop the shoulder on him as well. Which I, it's like, I'm famous now. But no,
that is sick.
I think I would have tried getting under his skin a little bit.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, don't catch you on YouTube anymore. Like, this will be some views for you.
Yeah, no, it's Sunday League's banter though. Like, it's funny. Like, even the last game of the season, I'm rusty as hell. But I took some dead shot. I was in two minds. What do I do with this? I was like, oh, wait, the goal's there. Let me kick it. P-roll it to the right. And one of the guys goes, that's never been you, that's never been you. I was like, oh yeah, cool. 2 minutes later, he shanks a pass. I say, that's never been you. Is that left foot? I swear left foot is supposed to be good. He was like, nah, watch me. Next thing, shanks one off the pitch. I was like, okay, cool. I was like, you shouldn't have come for me. His boys were laughing. I was like, what? That's never been you.
So this is really random. What's next with... Is UTR is just carrying on, like you're staying in that league, obviously.
Yeah, I'm stuck for where to take it because I think a lot of people want to compete with other YouTube teams and stuff like that. But I think sometimes the more competitive it gets, the more boring it gets.
Yeah.
Everyone goes, this is far too serious.
For YouTube, yeah.
Yeah.
Like when you're playing a Sunday League team, you want it competitive. Like, because no one knows the other team. That's like some anime something where it's like, you know, oh, you have a match that's a struggle and then the next one, you know, you've won it.
Yeah.
Like your last one.
Yeah.
Your last game that's called like the streak's over or something.
Yeah.
Question mark.
Yeah.
Like that's interesting. But when you're playing against like, I'll use Rebel because they're not.
Yeah.
But if it's your team v Rebel, it's like, okay, ultimately we want to see the creators we know.
Yeah.
And I feel like when you get that level, it just becomes serious and you won't know any of the players. It would just be like an actual football match.
Because everyone's trying to like say, oh, we're the best. I've never cared to get drawn into that. Do you know what I mean? Never really been like, people go, oh, like, Don's better than UTR, this better than UTR. This. That's nice. Someone has to be the best.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if it's you guys, cool. I'm not saying that we can't be the best or not the best, but I don't bother to get drawn into it. I've got so many other things going on. I've got a son.
Yeah.
Why do I care?
Every argument, I got a son.
I swear down, like, I don't even answer when people are chatting rubbish to me. I'm like, I got a son. Don't need this. Mm. So sometimes I got a son. You go change nappy or something. Why are you talking?
Even if it's not relevant.
Yeah.
Just like the sky, it's green, man. No, it's not. I got a son.
Yeah. No, literally.
Don't argue with me. I got a son.
When someone said to me, that's your answer to everything. I said, no, I got a son.
It's a pretty good answer, to be fair.
So I got something to ask you, right? A bit of family gossip, if you can like shine a light on it. So there's been a rumor recently going around that Toby,
oh yeah,
is fighting.
Have you seen this?
Do you know, I saw someone came into my stream and said that Toby's fighting what?
Nah, so
I feel like I talk to Toby more than you do these days, isn't it? You got a son.
Yeah, I got a son. I do talk to Toby, but like, I never heard anything about a fight, and then I saw something about Coach Rich saying,
"Yeah,
so he's posted." So he's trained Toby quite a bit.
Mm.
And then he's put on his Insta story quite a few stories about like Toby's fighting this day, blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, he's, you know, doing this, he's doing this. Who should,
yeah, and I kind of saw it and I was like, wait, is this actually happening? I haven't spoken to him about it because I've got a son. Things slipped my mind. But I was kind of like, does he know that like we still have our mum? Like our mum is, yeah, she is not going to want him to fight.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So I don't know who he's fighting. I don't know if it's hype for something or what. I don't know if he's got a track called Fighting.
I think it's all cap.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's not said anything to me at all. Well, I feel like that's something he'd bring up.
Yeah, but my view of it was like either he is and he would know it's completely dead or it's just a lie.
If he is, then you guys would know. So I don't know. Coach Rich seemed to be talking about it normally, right?
Unless,
it was weird. Yeah, why would you make that up?
But unless he actually is having a fight, but not like a fight. He's maybe sparring against another YouTuber at a certain date,
okay.
Maybe just for a video.
Yeah.
And it's not serious.
Yeah.
And that's what it will boil down to.
People always ask me, Manny, would you fight and this, that? I said, what am I fighting for?
That's what, that's the one thing I can't stand from this whole YouTube boxing thing.
I don't gain anything from it. Even if I do go and train for 7 months, I go and I see the lights run, I get knocked out. What? Then what? So you can meme me for the rest of my life? Nah, gee.
What's I mean? And unless they're, you know, if they're going like, yeah, here's 10 mil to fight, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, but I will throw the fight. I'm telling you,
I ain't training. I'm gonna live my life until the fight. Get the 10 mil,
then go in there, just act like Momo.
Give it a good go.
Better dancing.
That was good. But no. See, even JJ, like he fights for a reason. He's not just doing it for no reason. Yeah. Like every fight with Weller, then with Logan, like obviously he wants to. He's been training, but it's again, there's a reason
the,
there.
Like, the passion, to fight them.
Him and Jake, they want to go at each other.
The thing
like,
is, with fights as well, I think anyone can win because it takes just one hit in the right place.
Yeah, it can.
And just the stuff of like when you see boxers and stuff going four fights, they're trained everything, they get hit in the wrong place and their career's done. Like,
it's not worth,
there's too much to lose.
Yeah.
And even if there is money on the line, I got offered money to do cage fighting. I said, cage fighting with what? Do you know I dislocated my shoulder?
Fame MMA.
Yeah. I said, no.
He got offered it.
Yeah, I got offered it and I'm not going to disclose the figures.
He got offered against Con.
Yeah.
Well, no one got paid anyway, did they? So
yeah,
that's true.
0-0-0
Decent offer, but not for me.
Well, I know you don't really involve yourself or keep up with random YouTube drama stuff.
Yeah, unless I see it trending or someone talks to me about it.
So recently, literally like a few days ago, there was another fight.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know Slim?
No.
So Slim fought against Fousey Tube a while ago.
Okay.
And Slim won.
Okay. Was that when Fousey, everyone's like, Fousey got knocked out and this, that?
Yeah. Like Fousey literally didn't punch. Yeah, he stood like this and then Slim punched him. And then Slim's been calling out Deji and Gib for time.
Mm.
Slim had a fight, fought against a child that just didn't fight back. And then Adam Sala had a fight.
Mm.
I watched the fight.
I saw JJ post something about it on his story, but
I watched it. He got destroyed, but it got given as a draw.
Mm.
So now he's coming to London apparently and JJ's agreed to fight him. And that's in like 10 days or like a week or something like that.
Is that being...
It's just a spar, I think. But they're both very much like, you need to be humbled to each other.
Nice. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, let's see.
Yeah.
I beg he lets us watch.
I know, yeah, please.
I need to watch that.
Well, I want to ask you something, right? So I didn't watch the whole event, but you know Slim, right? He's in the ring going off at Gib, right? But he like walks off to the side and calls him out. Was Gib there?
No.
You know what I'm talking about, right? The clip. Yeah. He walks off like, yo, Gib. And I'm like, you know he's not there, right?
Maybe he thought it was like one of the cameras.
Maybe it was a camera.
Yeah.
They didn't cut to it on our side.
Cameraman, the guy on camera three was sleeping. Yeah. He's texting.
But yeah, it just seems to just, it's just going on and on. Like, I don't
never
know.
Dies. Boxing never gets.
But
dies.
I think because people are seeing the figures in it. So everyone's trying to create hype.
Yeah, but I just feel like there's somewhere it's just like, just no one cares. Stop.
Well, but even that, the social gloves thing, like, is weird now. Have you seen that? What's going on with that?
Well, because you know the TikTok YouTube event?
Yeah.
Austin versus Bryce and all the others, etc. Yeah. Apparently, like, no one's been paid for that as well.
And it was video live? What was
Video Live and Social Gloves.
Yeah, and they're suing Austin. For
Austin and Social Gloves, I think, sued Video Live, saying like no one's being paid, I don't know, something. And then they're now suing Austin or something like that. But it's $100 million.
Well, supposedly $100 million, and they're saying that Austin came to him and was like, "Oh, you're gonna get this many like pay per view buys? Something like 3 million pay per view buys."
They got something like 100K or something.
Yeah, but I'm thinking like, has anyone ever got 3 million pay per view buys before?
I don't think so. Maybe the very, very top one.
Yeah, but like he said that, there's no guarantee, and they probably would have known that.
So. Yeah, you can't.
I'm gonna start selling that idea to places.
Brands. I'm like, I'm gonna get 100 million views.
Yo, Man City, let me just borrow your stadium. I'm gonna get 100 million views. 100 million pay-per-view
buys.
Like,
oh man, these YouTubers are doing big things. Yeah. It's a sign.
Nah, that stuff goes over my head, as you can tell.
Yeah, I felt like you don't. Yeah, I felt like you've always just stayed to the side.
I'm too chill for that. Like,
that's what I mean.
Like even when YouTubers were beefing and stuff, like when I first jumped on Twitter, I used to be the one just like getting at like my little YouTube friends and just like cussing them or whatever. But then I was just like, can't be asked.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, like the Sidemen diss tracks and stuff, I remember you reacted with your mates.
Yeah.
To a load of them.
But that was in Toby's video. I didn't even react on my own channel.
Yeah, did you not react to one?
I didn't react to anything.
Oh, man.
I watched everyone else's reactions because in that point, like it was a low period for like games and stuff, but I just thought, I don't want to build my following off of reactions and then people just go anyway. So I was just kind of like, well, I'll just wait for it to ride out. And a lot of people boomed during that period, but a lot of people also dipped after that. And I didn't really want to do that.
Oh yeah, it was a proper like, the month after it was just sadness for everyone. We're all sat there like, I uploaded a video like reacting to Harry's diss track on JJ, 9 million views, stuff like that. And then the next month, I'm putting like work into a video, 20K. And it's like, a couple hundred thousand views. My place.
that feels horrible, doesn't it? And it never, even though you know it's coming.
Yeah,
it's crazy. That's one thing that I find with this. Like, I always ask myself, like, if someone told me I do the numbers that I do right now on YouTube, I would be like, no way, you're waffling. I remember one of the conversations, I'll never forget it. I was in the old Sidemen house, the very first one.
Yeah.
And Simon was like, oh, what sort of views do you do now? I was like, 600K views a month. He was like, a couple of months, you're going to be doing like 2 to 3 mil, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, sure, Simon. Sure. That'd be nice. I'll get my own Sidemen house. And funny enough, like a couple months down the line, maybe less than a year, and everything just started picking up more and more and more. So I always try and take my mind back to that stage where I wanted more. So when I do see my views still doing better than what I was doing then, I'm still grateful. And that's why I'm in a stage where like, if I'm going to upload Pez, Football Manager, I don't care if it does bad views. Because
he's like, he's literally like, his channel does this and it's literally like, happy Randolph, sad Randolph, happy Randolph.
You can't let the numbers control you, I swear down. And that's why sometimes I step back from it all and I'm just like, whatever, man.
I don't have to do it though. Like, I mean, I know that I shouldn't. But it just still does. I know, like, it's
hard to
explain.
Because, like, even now, I'm not really uploading much right now because I know it's a dead period for gaming. But sometimes you have to take that L period or that calm period when nothing's happening in order and just plan. And then when you come back, come with a boom. Before FIFA 20, I literally studied 2 or 3 other YouTubers like Net, Bates, and Matt HD. I was like, what are these guys doing to get their views? They're consistently hitting a certain amount of views. Studied them, and that was one of my best years on YouTube. Then from there, FIFA 21. Another sick one, because when you strategize and take a step back, you can do so much better. But when you're caught up in consistent and oh no, this needs to hit this thing, you get down because it's not doing what you need it to.
Yeah.
But you're not taking time to do what it needs to do to get to where it needs to be.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a good dad, you know. Very good dad. That wisdom's there, man. his kids like, oh, I got a 10 out of 10. Step back, man.
But what's next with like everything else?
Everything else.
Yeah. Just you, Manny. What's next for Manny?
Do you know what? I just want to like get to a place where I feel at peace, like, and my whole life isn't just YouTube. I want to, sometimes I forget my name's Emmanuel because no one calls me Emmanuel. Yeah. I'm just Manny. And that's what I say to my friends. I say, some days I just don't want to be Manny. Like I want to be left alone. I don't want to be held to many standards.
Yeah.
You know, like it worked against me as well.
It was really deep.
Yeah.
Like it worked against me sometimes. I'd sign for a Saturday club and they've already posted it before I know. And I'm kind of like, no, like I don't want you guys to make a big thing about me. Just let me come in and play football in peace. You know, and that's why I was really hesitant. I was like, you know, I can't bother with this. But I really enjoy like the competitive nature of it. But I don't want to be held to, oh, Manny the YouTuber.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing happened with Jez when he went to Billericay. And was like, oh, the guy from F2 signed, he's going to run through the whole team. No, like,
yeah.
There's YouTube videos. Not to say he's not a good player.
But it's different, yeah. It's different.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I ask myself, who even am I? Like, am I just what these people want me to be all the time? People come into my streams sometimes and say like, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? Because I don't want to.
Yeah.
Oh, like, why aren't you replying? Because I'm playing my game right now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. There's a one that's very famous in my streams these days because I'm not streaming FIFA and getting crazy views. I'm streaming what I want and doing whatever views. Ugh, stream fell off. Like, why are you streaming this? Low viewers, yeah. I say. First of all, number one, where's your viewers and why are you watching me? Secondly, if you can't fit in your living room, it's fine. You know what I mean? You can probably not even fit 6 people in your living room and you're coming in, ah, it's low views. I said, 49 is fine. Yeah, yeah. But I'm just trying to take an outlook like that and not let numbers control me and not just be a YouTuber. Now I want to be like a family. I want to go out and do stuff.
Yeah, and that's,
but that's where important. Being who I am, even if I was to quit today, people are still going to know my face. And I say this, I was having a conversation with my sister the other day and I was like, it does get draining. Like wherever I go, literally wherever I go, I'll get recognized.
Yeah.
Like, even the weirdest places. I'm not even going to mention all of them on here, but you'll be in the weirdest places, think, yeah, I'm fine. Excuse me, are you? Mm-hmm. I went to Toby Carvery, the guy serving me my stuff. He's like, you look like someone. I said, do I? I get that a lot. I said, I get that a lot. I said, who do I look like? He's like, did we go to school together? I said, no. He said, you look like Manny from The Sidemen. I said, I'm not in The Sidemen, but I am Manny. I said, I am Manny, but it's like, just want to eat my food, but it just is. I can't change my face.
Well, the worst part is that you're out and about, and even if like say no one like recognizes you, you think they do, or you think like, that's, oh man, like, I wonder if someone's looking at me walking now.
That exactly. That is the thing that comes with it, and that's what makes me uncomfortable. Not that I hate people coming up to me, but I just don't like the all eyes on me feeling. And funny enough, it's so weird that I'm even doing YouTube and in the limelight because I'm such a keep to myself sort of person.
Yeah,
it's like, this is what Toby says as well. Toby says this stuff a lot as well. Like he's very much like, YouTube would not be the kind of thing I
wouldn't have chosen
do now. Yeah,
to like, yeah,
yeah,
because there's so much that comes with it that people don't understand. Like, and that's why it's a weird thing, because I don't like expressing myself online when I'm in a bad mood, because when I do, I know there's just a good amount of people that just won't get it.
And it stays there,
they see the blue tick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they see the blue tick and they think you're invincible. So I remember one time I tweeted, I was just going through it, I just wasn't feeling myself, wasn't enjoying anything. And I was like, oh, I just feel down, blah, blah, blah. And someone was like, what do you mean, man? What do you have to be down about? You've got money, you've got fame, you've got your family. Yeah. They're all healthy. I said, how do you know my family's healthy?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you just assume everything. You're a millionaire. This, how do you know I'm a millionaire? Mm. How do you know that I didn't have 500K of debt before I jumped into this? Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Did you?
No.
But that's not the point.
You know, but no, I get
everyone just assumes everything and just thinks, oh, like, we see you on the camera, you're amazing, like everything's okay. But sometimes there's days where I just don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to turn on my stream. I don't want to.
That's the thing as well. I think because the kind of videos that like we both make, well, all of us make, you don't ever, we're not like daily vloggers,
yeah,
where if you have a bad day, you'll post a bad day.
See it. Yeah. Yeah.
Like you won't post a day. Like yeah. You won't, you know, do a voiceover, et cetera, like talking to the camera of a UTR game.
Yeah.
In a bad mood.
Yeah.
You'll wait till you're in a good mood and do
well,
it.
Well, there's times where I've literally had videos where I've had some news that I don't want to hear or something's got me mad. I've gone on stream and I'll have the worst stream ever. And to make it worse, I might be playing FIFA, which will annoy me even more. I say, guys, I can't do this. I got to be real with you. I'm not feeling it right now. And I'll lock off my stream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It comes across as in 2 or 3 videos where I've looked at them. You look like an absolute prick in that video because you came on with the wrong energy.
Yeah.
And it's a mad thing, but everyone always expects you to be happy and just be like, whoa, like,
yeah,
like, look at me, I make money. And it's like, well, even if I do make money, how much is going out as well? There's a lot of responsibilities and there's a lot of things that I say 3-4 years ago, I was going through and it was so tough. So I was making money, but it felt like I wasn't making money because there's so many things going on in my life.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't express that to people because I don't want to air out my dirty laundry and make it do you know what I mean? I don't want everyone to know my business because sometimes it's embarrassing because you...
It doesn't need to be online.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be online, but everyone online thinks that everything's fine.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like, am I two people? I'm two people without intending to be two people, but I don't want everyone to know everything.
Well, that's why social media is so tough as well, though, because people who are going through like the normal things, like day in, day out, like struggling, they think that like people online, social media people don't go through those same things as well. Obviously, we don't always want to put that out because it's affecting us. But then because they don't see it, it's also dangerous for them because they think that everything's perfect.
Yeah,
it's hard because how do you change that? You know, because I don't want to post a video of me like going through something, but then they don't know that I'm going through something. Yeah, so they
like,
think
say
I'm,
for
I'm
example,
perfect.
This the start of this week, I don't know what happened. I don't know. Why I feel like I was overwhelmed with the realization of also like you're a father and just all the changes and trying to balance everything at once. And I was just in the worst mood ever. And I was just, I don't know if you guys saw it, I tweeted, I was like, sometimes I don't know if I'm depressed.
Yeah, I saw that.
Or if I'm going through,
or
if I'm just going through a patch. And I think someone replied and was like, well, if you don't know if you're depressed, you're probably not. You're probably just going. And I was like, well, I don't know. Like, I've never I can't diagnose myself really, or. And I don't know.
A lot of people, you don't Twitter go. Twitter is not the right place to.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, but sometimes it's like, if you don't, then it's just you're in your own head. And that's what Twitter is. You just express your thoughts.
Well, I feel like depression is such a difficult one as well because it like implies, and obviously I'm not sure like the actual definitions itself, but like some days you can be really happy and some days you can feel like awful. But because like there's a term for it, you feel like you're not allowed to feel bad on that specific day.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh man, am I depressed today? But then tomorrow I'm happy. But it's not like simple. You can't be always happy and always depressed. You have both.
Yeah. Did you guys see that meme that went around on Twitter a couple months ago where it's like, oh, buy a stream. And then the next thing's like the guy just with his head down once everything's turned off. And I was like, that's the heap.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you feel like that. You've given all your energy to the stream and you have nothing left for you. But it's a weird one because for a long time I've always been like, I don't want to say that I'm depressed because it feels like if I say that, I'll get stuck there.
Mm.
But it's very good to do stuff like this where you can talk and vent out and just be open. Because if you don't do that, you're in your own head. There's days where I've just been like, don't want to get out of bed. Yeah. Don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
You know? And there's so many things that will do that to you.
Well, some days you're supposed to, like some days, like you have to like just take it easy and just like
you are human.
Be down. Like sometimes it's good to feel down as well because it gives you perspective.
Yeah.
Whereas you know, so
I used to have a saying like and pride myself on it. I have maximum 3 cries a year, and now I look at myself and I think, oh, you're hard.
Like, yeah.
Cry if you need to.
Yeah.
Drake. I'm gonna start singing.
But that is true though, man. You have to have that, like you have to have the lows really, because then you appreciate the highs.
Like so. When I went to play Saturday football, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna get back in Saturday football, signed with a team called Basildon, decent standard, and I was like, yeah, I want to get back into it. First game, came off the bench in the 90th minute, literally about to score the winning goal. It's 0-0. Keep my head is right there, keeper's hand, push the ball away, everything changes. Next game, come on, last 4 minutes. What can you do in the last 4 minutes?
Mm.
And next day after that was when I dislocated my shoulder after scoring a goal on Sunday. And then it was like back to square one. And in that moment, I just felt down. I was like, what's the point?
Yeah.
It's like every time I try and take a step forward, get pushed back.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know how to, but you have to try and get out your head as much as possible. I feel like YouTube is one of the worst for that though.
Yeah.
Like I was talking to Calix about it a while ago and he was like, no one actually realizes how fucked our job is in terms of mentally.
Yeah.
Because
like everyone obviously has their own thing they're going through as well. But like, as you said, you only show positivity online.
Mm.
So yeah, no one's
mad. And I wish I could switch it on and off because it's a good thing to have people like recognize what you do, appreciate what you do. I've had people cry to me and be like, your video saved me in a hard time. And that's the sort of stuff that keeps me going. I've said to you a lot, I don't know if I can do this again. I don't know if I can do this for much longer. And you said to me, well, what are you going to do after that? And I was like, I don't know, but if I'm doing this and I'm not happy sometimes.
Yeah.
At the start of every year, I go, can I do YouTube for another year? But I have periods where I really enjoy it and I have periods where I don't. And it's because life, everything changes here and there. And like,
yeah.
There's so much to deal with that isn't YouTube. So to balance it with YouTube, trying to be creative, trying to get the numbers that you want, you know. But like I said, I'm trying to get into that position where I'm, or place where I'm not chasing numbers. Because you chase numbers, you just won't ever find satisfaction.
Mm.
That's why I think like one of my happiest times on YouTube was chasing numbers, but it was all while it was going up quick.
Yeah.
But then the worst time I've had on YouTube is when I've looked at numbers and it's going down.
Yeah.
Like that time was literally, you're not enjoying anything and it makes you want to post more videos to try and
get back
cater to losing views, and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So now I'm working harder to do worse.
Well, yeah, I always say to you, and I always say to the guys like in our Discord, I said, Simon worked so hard. I said, that guy needs to chill out. I said, you've done so well that you need to chill out, because if you're working at the rate that you're working at, you can only do that for so long.
Yeah.
You need to like take a step back. But
I just keep doing it though.
Exactly. You keep doing it because to an extent, it's like once you're not content creating, you don't know what to do yourself. If you're not out enjoying yourself, even if you enjoy yourself for a week, you want to go back. You're like itching to go back and like, oh, the numbers are going down. It's because the numbers are controlling.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're like, oh, I can't take too long. Otherwise, people forget about me. Numbers will dip, you know? But that's why I think in our positions where you are YouTubers, content creators, you have to maximize it to the point where you're doing so well, your money's working for you, that you don't need to create content to make your money.
Yeah.
And when you're at that point, you can do content that you enjoy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what I keep saying to, I can't remember who I said this to, but I was like, obviously, everyone always says, oh, you know, like JJ, when he was like 21, was like, yeah, I'm going to retire at 25. Yeah. And we all went, no, you're not. Like, what are you going to do at 25, retired? Like all your mates work.
Yeah.
You're going to get bored as hell. You're going to work. I keep saying to myself like, oh yeah, I'll get to the point where, you know, I don't have to work, but I just make videos when I want to make videos, and that'll be the fun. Like I'll make a fun video. I'll be like, yeah, I want to make that video. So I'll do it.
Yeah.
But then I keep thinking like, when is that point? Because I feel like you're just never happy with.
Exactly. You never ever. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like one of the reasons you've been like so successful is because you do like, you can get in your head a lot, but then you work harder to make sure that you, it's like you said a minute ago, if the views start dropping, you work even harder to make sure that they don't. Okay. But then
that's really unhealthy.
It's so unhealthy. But then at the end of the day, that's, you know, you post so much and do so much, that's also like why you've done so well.
Yeah, so but
that can make it even worse in your head.
It's weird though, because if I ask you now, how many times do you go on holiday that has nothing to do with work? A year. Can you see that? That's mad, right?
And then this is true. Someone will say to you that's going on holiday, and you'll be like, oh, I'm not sure if I can commit to that yet. In case I'm working.
Exactly.
Can Talia not watch this clip? We were literally talking about it yesterday, and I was like, we were talking about Bali.
Yeah.
And because it's like a 14 hour flight or something. And she was like, oh, you got to go there for like, you know, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Two weeks? Are you mad?
Yeah.
I'm going for 4 days.
But you should.
But do you know what as well? Like I ask myself this stuff, like, because every time we go on holiday, we've got to get videos ahead and whatever. We put that pressure on ourselves. But to an extent, it's like, what, if you're working so hard, where's the time to ever enjoy it?
Yeah, but I always look at it as like,
I'll enjoy it later.
Yeah.
Okay, but so
when, that's not bad. Okay,
but, do you know when it becomes real? When you become ill, can you work?
I mean, I have
done. No. It's like when you become ill, like bed bound, you're like, you can't do anything. You can't work. So if you can do that, then you can take 2 weeks off. Because if you have no choice, then.
Yeah. Mm. But part of me is also like, yeah, I work so that if I am ill, I'm calm because I've already done the work.
No, but then you're only catering for when you're not feeling good. You have to make and do stuff to make yourself feel good. You have to have time for holidays and breaks and
no, I agree with you, but it's just one of those things. Like it's just ingrained in my head. Yeah. Like when I was, you know, after the Euros final, like I was ill.
Yeah,
like we missed a podcast.
Yeah,
I think that's the first, maybe the second time on my second channel I've missed 2 days in a row.
But that was illness, but also top of the fact that like you're just so depressed because of England, it just felt so shit.
Yeah, like I didn't want to get better.
Yeah.
I was like, just let me.
That was horrible. It just felt so bad. Yeah,
but that's like the first time I started that channel in 2013 or something. That's the first time I've missed 2 days in a row.
Even like this, even like to miss the podcast now is a big thing, isn't it? Because we've been such a rhythm with it. That it's
we did like 90 episodes in a row or something, and then I missed that one.
Get to 100 and take the pressure off.
No, but we missed it.
Oh.
And then we've done 100 episodes. Over
whose fault was it?
Mine.
No, it wasn't. No. That's not your fault though.
Well, it's when I was ill.
Okay, well, exactly. And then what can you do? Okay, you didn't get to 100. What then?
Yeah, but
you have to get out your own head. Otherwise, you're never going to get out the thing. You're never going to enjoy what you're working for.
No, I know. But like, if you go back and look at old videos, even when I'm ill, just make videos.
Yeah, yeah, I like used to do that.
There's so many videos where I'm literally like dying.
Josh as well, man. Like, you know, Josh had like COVID, and he's like, obviously he had to rest because it was so bad. But there's times where he's like, his voice is still gone. I'm like, bro,
he started a stream.
Yeah. Like, bro, relax. Like, take the day.
Well, I think it's Punishment Pool on the Sidemen channel, yeah. Like the recent video he did. And there's one bit where I say something in it, and my voice, like at that point, I'm like that. I literally say something to Josh, and I go. And he literally just bursts out laughing, and I'm like,
I'm very ill.
But I'm like, I can kind of, you know how you can like almost, I don't know the right word, like you can suck it up and kind of put it on for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It was that. And then it's like, hey, calm.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Like I'd do it for football, like play football ill, and I'd done it for videos as well, but I watched back the video and I said, why do people, I go, sorry guys, I'm ringing your own, like, yeah. And I was just like, what am I doing? Like, postpone the video. If they don't get a Sunday league this week, it's fine. No one's going to, no one's going to die.
The only thing about you two though, it doesn't allow you to take breaks that well. If you take a week off, it's hard to get back on that train again.
Yeah, but that's the dip, but sometimes you have to accept that. And where I'm trying to tell myself to accept it, tomorrow's going to make it a week I haven't uploaded. Mm. Before I used to say, I've not uploaded for more, never uploaded or not uploaded for more than a week. And I kept to that up until this baby came around, and it was like 2 weeks. So now I've never not uploaded for 2 weeks. But I see people that go away for 3 months, 4 months, and I think their channel's gone. They come back, but you just have to be ready for the comeback.
As well.
Yeah. Especially when you already have a following. Like for you, especially, I don't think if you went off the face of the earth for 6 months and said, I'm taking a break, it would work better in your favor because people go, where's Simon gone? And you come back, JJ. Boom. JJ's never going to have that thing where he's not relevant because you're too well known. Like, you're too far gone.
Yeah,
If you come back, your comeback's a big thing. You're trending.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I mean, my main channel is pretty much non-existent right now. Done like one video in the last month.
Yeah. But you had that period where we were talking and you were like, oh, I'm running out of ideas for my main channel. Can't think of ideas for my main channel. I was like, yeah, I don't blame you because you upload every day. Of course you can't think. Like, you upload every day. Of course you're going to run out of ideas. Like, and then you slowly got into the thing where like, you know what? I don't mind. I'll focus on the gaming stuff and whatever. And if my main channel suffers a little bit, it's calm.
Well, then I started streaming a lot more on Twitch as well.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what's like YouTube. Yeah, you can't take a break really, but you can because you can also get ahead.
Yeah,
like when we used to go on holiday
and film ahead. Yeah,
yeah, like we'd go E3 or something, and we would film 14 videos in the 7 days before, mm-hmm. and that would be the week.
Yeah,
whereas Twitch, you literally can't.
Well, like
you can't get ahead.
You can't.
You can't be there, can you?
No.
Yeah. Like you could. You can and you can't in a way, because you could have days where you stream longer and days where you don't stream at all.
Yeah, but like going away for, because obviously the way subs work, in which I know realistically don't really care if I have this many subs or this many subs.
Yeah.
Because ultimately it's just you stream what you want, and if as long as your community is good, calm. But it's always a number that you look at.
Yeah.
As like. If you're like a big stream or a small stream or something, and proportionately you have a tiny amount of subs, it's still going to play on your mind a little bit.
Yeah.
And then if you go away for a week, all those subs from the previous month in those 7 days all disappear.
Yeah.
So in your head,
if they're real, they have auto renew on.
Yeah. But
they're not fake.
or gifts, right?
Yeah,
they disappear.
I think that goes back to the numbers.
Like gifts disappear, but then you're like, oh, people aren't leaving. It's just the gifts are expiring.
Yeah, but normally, like if you streamed every single day, you'd probably you'd have days where you go up a bit more, or days where you go down a bit more, but you'd average out. Mm. Whereas if you took a week off, all those gifted subs disappear.
Yeah,
and all the people who haven't resubbed because you haven't streamed. So it like goes down a lot.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
that's again straight back to the numbers.
Yeah.
Numbers.
And I know.
Matrix was ahead of its time.
I mean, I spoke to you a lot in like the first house, second house, etc. I spoke about numbers nonstop. Like I could tell you how many views I was doing every single day.
Yeah.
And on both channels.
Yeah.
Now, I don't even know what my main channel's at.
Yeah.
Ever. and my second channel.
Well, that's because you're also a psychopath that has like 5 channels. And I'm trying to run 2, at maybe least. 3. I'm thinking,
But like, yeah, 5 channels. You don't have time anymore to look at the views.
But like, I don't, so I only know how many my second channel does because when I upload a video, you have to go and create a dashboard and I see it.
Yeah.
And I'm still not sure. I know roughly. Main channel, any other channels, I have no idea. Sidemen main channel, I know.
Yeah.
And second Sidemen second channel, I know only because other people will have.
Oh yeah, when I said about the channels, I didn't even mention those two. You have like 5 of your own sort of channels and the Sidemen channels, and you still don't take a holiday.
No.
This
because there's so many.
I am Simon's therapist right now. Yeah. This isn't Simon, talk to me. No, honestly, like, you got to take time. You've done too well not to enjoy it and just keep working like you're broke.
But that's why I want to get into a rhythm with like second channel where it, like at the moment, games are so dead.
Yeah.
Like there's no games out right now that are like, you know, when Among Us was out, we could literally play that. I could play it for 4 hours with mates.
Yeah.
And I'd be a week ahead.
Yeah.
Because it was just like every game, everyone's up for it. It's fun, etc.
Yeah.
Now I'm struggling. Every day is like,
what do you play?
And the main channel, like, I'd happily go away for a week and just make a vlog out of it. And I know that's still turning a holiday into work.
Yeah.
But a week's holiday,
it's one
video
work.
Is not really work.
Yeah, no, that's fine. And I feel like in our job, the problem is we are our brand. We are our work. That's the problem. Because you can't take time off and say, oh, someone else do it. Because regardless of if someone else edits it, someone else does this, it's your face. Yeah. So you have to be present in some way, shape or form. And that's the same thing for me with UTR. There's times where I haven't been able to put all my energy towards it, but I am a big part of UTR because I've started it. It's my thing, you know? So it is tough because we are our work. We're not like a brand that's just got loads of moving parts that doesn't need us, you know?
It's turned into a proper therapy session.
Nice. It's a good podcast. It's deep. It's the deepest one.
It's very deep. Sorry, man. I'm a deep person.
That's good. It's good.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm out of questions. I'm just thinking about life right now. So.
Yeah, I'm contemplating life.
Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
No, I'm just gonna go and reassess everything I do.
I'm gonna go look at all my numbers. Have all the numbers written down for future.
You know what, guys? I think genuinely though, I don't know if you guys read or not. I don't read enough.
Yeah.
And I feel like after this week where I just had like a bad patch, it's kind of like, I need to read and listen to more positive things and then go from there.
Yeah.
I read one book in that Freezy challenge.
Mike.
And I actually really enjoyed it. But the thought of picking up a book and starting, just, it puts me like,
podcasts.
I should do. I need those. I know there are them. Those like 10 minute podcasts that are there's loads of like, really positive 10-minute podcasts. Yeah. I need one of them.
Well, I used to listen to, when I used to live back in Nottingham, I used to drive to the Simon House. It was a 3.5-hour journey, and that would literally be the exact like length of like a Joe Rogan podcast. And he speaks to some really like cool people, interesting people, and I used to really enjoy that. And that's like a form of reading in a sense, because like you're driving, and all you're looking at is a road and the podcast. So you're focusing on it fully, and that's what reading is. Reading is not just about like what is in the paper. It's more about you just like being like still and just dedicate what you're doing to that there, focusing, because you and myself have never had any time in the day or in the week to go and like read a book or listen to a podcast.
Yeah.
But when I'm driving, even now I'm not driving to different areas for ACE and stuff. I'm like, I'm listening to podcasts and I'm like focusing on it. And it's good to have that time where you put your energy into just something like that.
A calm period. Like what I try and do in the mornings, I don't even do it often enough, and that's why I have those moments. But like I try and read a devotional. I read like my Bible, have a positive quote and something to get me in the mood for the day and in the mood for the week. And it's just like that slow period. And even if it's just chilling, just like having an instrumental playing or something, going for a spa or something, reset. Yeah. We don't have a reset, or we have a reset button, we keep it there.
Yeah, you just don't choose to. Yeah.
But another note, life's great. Nice to see you guys.
Yeah.
You too, bro.
Sorry, I went to...
Hopefully not again for another year now.
That's been good. I've been... there's a thing pop up on my laptop here. It's like your disk is almost full. As in like it's about to run out of space. So the last...
How long we've been on for?
Hour 30. Crazy. Yeah, the last like 10 minutes I've been looking at this, expecting it at some point to just stop. And I'm so conscious about it.
Sorry, guys. Well,
maybe that's a sign to stop.
Might be.
Well, thank you very much for coming on. It's really good to see you. I still need to come visit.
Yeah, I know. Like, got my beautiful fiance and my beautiful son and Uncle Simon.
Yeah, but you got a hold of baby.
He's absent.
I'll be honest. I've already said, like, me and Talia are going there. So Talia can hold the baby and me and Manny can go kickball.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Manny gets, you're also welcome.
Talia will pass you the baby. Talia will pass you the baby. And that sounds very casual.
Considering we were talking about playing pass, like kicking ball, no. You've gone like, yeah, she'll pass the
baby.
There's no way.
There's no way Talia you're holding the baby, right? You're sat there and she doesn't like...
You're going to be really cautious, but I promise, if I can do it, anyone can do it.
I think I might have, by the way, this has all come down from, I don't know if I've ever held a baby before.
Yeah, I think I have though,
because in my head, I think my mum took a picture of me holding my cousin as a baby, but that would have been like, year, like...
When you were young as well.
Yeah. I feel like it has to be when you're older, otherwise it doesn't really count. Older, yeah.
But I'm talking like 11 years ago, not like 20 years ago.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you're like, you what?
I think.
22.
I think, but this... Are you good?
That's just a little bit of banter.
But yes, it terrifies me. I don't want to... I don't know.
That's why you'll be good at it though, because you know, it's a lot of pressure, but then you'll rise to it.
It terrified me. Like when the baby came out, they're like, do you want to hold him? I said, no. And I know that sounds mad, but I was like, I don't feel ready for this.
Yeah.
But you know, like how ultimately everyone has like there's like slight things that people do differently or something like that. Yeah. And someone will be like, oh, you have to hold a little bit more. I'll be like,
no, everyone does.
Take it back.
Yeah.
Everyone does get like that, but like once you do it, you just sort of know.
Yeah.
Well, maybe soon. I mean, it's not going to be on the internet, so you'll never know. Yeah, I'll probably say, to be fair. I'll probably be like, I held a baby.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you very much for coming on.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
You're very close to 2 million subscribers as well.
I know.
So if we can somehow...
Press the button.
Yeah, if we can somehow get everyone to go over to Manny's channel in the description down below and subscribe.
Come on,
feel free. Also, check out the sponsors in the description. And we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, sick. Thank you, bro.
Same time again?
Yeah.
Therapy session.
I'm going to get us over the lies down. I can lie down on them. Hi, Manny.
New studio. We'll put that in there.
All right, sweet. Peace.